escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we're talking dogs as we get ready for the first game of the season against Marshall this weekend. By the way, Day-Day, we got to get our picks in tomorrow, all right? We do it as a show, Big O, your picks, Mike, and I, as we pick three games. It'll all be college football this weekend. Once we get to the NFL, then, of course, we'll mix and match over-unders, point spreads, all that stuff, and we have a lot of fun with it. It's bragging rights on the show, but it also gives us another chance to give you a little bit of insight. So we got to get that before you head out this weekend. All right. Speaking of Day-Day, what's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I think it's time that we don't just have bragging rights in terms of these things. I think we need to up the ante a little bit.
Put some coin up. I'm down with that.
Doesn't necessarily have to be coin. It could be dinner.
Now, we pay with stakes. Our currency generally is stakes.
Oh, well, I got to talk to Oren.
I very much like to be less out of this. 100%, yes.
There was a time back in the day, it was all, remember you go to STK all the time?
Yeah.
That was kind of like our payoff of debt dinner. But now we got even more restaurants here at Colony Square. So, yeah, it's you guys will be on the hook for dinner somewhere if you can't beat Dukes and Bill.
Well, we'll have to have one of our pre-show meetings to discuss if this is what we
No, we can discuss this right now, Day-Day. Carl, I'm cool with this.
Well, all of a sudden, Day-Day's backing down. No, I think we need to do more.
Well, no, I'm
we ain't doing that.
All of a sudden, we got alligator arms over here. The money involved. What's going on with that?
What do you propose?
I'd like to remind you guys that I have two small children and a very bad shoe habit. Yes.
Did you say toe-sucking habit?
Hey.
He did say toe-sucking
habit.
That's
what I heard.
He's a toe-sucker.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Shoe habit. Shoes.
Oh, shoes. I thought you said toes.
Yeah, I bet you like your wife's shoes.
Maybe it's something like...
The ones that don't have any, you know... Go ahead.
Open toe sucking shoes.
I just said the word no.
Now, for guys who missed it yesterday or 2 days ago, talked about Morgan Fox getting cut. I'm like, why did we draft him or sign him? And I said he was like, I might as well just draft Megan Fox. Carl goes, what's up with Megan Fox's fingers? We tapped her. She's got like toe like thumbs, which got us out of sucking toes. Mark Raimondi then hears it with his wife in the car, and we did this whole rant. Mark's like, his wife's like, what the hell's going on over there? Then I end the show yesterday by saying, if you love the show, tell your friends. If not, you're as unimaginative in the bedroom as Mark Raimondi, who won't suck toes.
Yeah, suck toes.
And I know you heard it, Mark. I know you did.
Yeah.
But that's the
sidebar. Now you're all up to speed.
Yeah, that's the sidebar.
All right, there you go.
O does have a shoe fetish.
He does.
And a toe-sucking
Why do we call it a fetish?
Because that's what it is.
That's the wrong word to use.
That's what it is.
I think we start calling Big O. It'll be now called Quentin Tarantino. He loves to feed.
I'm a weird dude because I like buying shoes.
Ain't all you like.
Hey, man, you dig bunions too, you creep.
Day-Day, what's going on, man?
It's Rex Ryan over here.
What's the latest you guys have ever stayed up to watch a sporting event that wasn't related to baseball, football, or basketball? What would you say?
probably some international competition. I know that when the Olympics was overseas,
true,
I stayed up to watch that. But it's not a regular thing. Like, it's not something I do frequently, but it depends on, you know, what's going on. Like, the time change when they were playing in Paris, right? Mm-hmm. Summer Olympics. I would stay up to watch something like that, but not normally.
Not normally.
Yeah.
I get up to, not all the time because you could DVR it, but right. When Lewis Hamilton was going down to the wire with Max Verstappen, I would stay up to watch any of those races in real time.
Gotcha.
So if they were in that whole season, I guess it would be 2021, that whole year I was staying up. I was watching stuff real time from Asia, the however 13 hours ahead, so I was getting up at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, we're not Abe, okay? I mean, right. We know Abe watches ping pong, or as he likes to call it, table tennis at 3 a.m.
Right.
In Taiwan. That's the kind of stuff he does.
On the Ocho.
Well, that's what I was concerned about. I was wondering if Abe was rubbing off on me because I found myself watching tennis.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm
found myself watching tennis till 1 in the morning last night because Coco Gauff's match lasted well into, I think it was, I want to say, till about almost 10 o'clock.
How's the new serve?
She struggled. She was struggling with it. She was able to pull off the win, but she did struggle. And she talked about it actually with Scott Van Pelt later, which, again, so really I think I ended up being up until about 2 in the morning watching tennis-related content. But when I thought about it as I was getting ready to go to bed, I was like, I don't know that I've ever stayed up this late to watch something that wasn't related to, again, baseball, basketball, or football. So just wanted to see kind of what you guys thought. But, yeah, her match lasted almost 3 hours, and then there was still a match to go. Therefore, I was up till, like I said, 1, almost 2 in the morning watching some tennis. So just wanted to see what you guys thought. Shout out to Chipotle. They have announced that they're adding Georgia and Florida to Ohio State as part of their NIL program, in which student athletes will receive free meals for the duration of their respective seasons.
Okay.
So I thought that was pretty cool. So basically, if you're a football player during football season, they're going to have these customized cards that they'll give them.
Okay.
And that will allow them to go into, I don't know if it's participating locations or any locations. I need to do some more research.
Right.
But they'll be able to go into Chipotle and get a free meal throughout the entire football season.
It's probably any location because the card will indicate that, you know, you're eligible. But yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty pretty interesting.
I always liked that. And when I used to live in Midtown, walk to work, that was my, was it the quesarito? That's the secret thing on the menu. It's the burrito.
Mm.
And it's like wrapped in a quesadilla. You ever had that? Oh, it's magic.
I like the bowls. I do like
I'm a bowl fan of Chipotle. But I thought that was pretty cool to do that for the student athletes. All right, let's talk about your boy Tom Brady, NFL. Seems like they're going to lift their ban on him and, you know, him being in the pre-show meetings. Because remember, that was a big deal last year. Like, because of his partial ownership in the Raiders, he was not allowed to participate in the pre-show meetings and things of that nature.
So how can you pay the guy that much money and he can't do the job the way all the other color commentators do, Carl?
Exactly. So apparently it looks like they're going to allow him to now be a part of the production meetings because, again, you can't be paying one of the biggest football networks in the world paying one of the top commentators or color analysts the money he's making, and he can't properly prepare. So just wanted to see what you guys thought about them doing this with him.
I don't think they had a choice. He was being limited to his ability to do his job. Now, part of this is some people will say, all right, well, then give up the ownership of the Raiders. That's not happening, right? Those are limited opportunities. Again, he's a minority partner. My whole thing was, what's Tom Brady going to get out of these meetings that he can then give, let's just say, to Pete Carroll and win a football game? Nothing. Like, all you got to do is turn the film on. All you got to do is talk to your scouts. Like, it's not like teams don't know what other teams are doing, okay? So I just felt like for him to do the job the way he needs to, Mike, and bring us that real inside stuff, like the things that he can mention on a broadcast that, hey, you know what Coach mentioned to me on Thursday, and then it happens in a game, and then you go, okay, wow, that was great.
Right.
He was missing out on that last year. So I don't think they had a choice to try to maneuver this, but I think it's good for him, and now hopefully his broadcast will be better because of it.
I mean, there's just the things you get. You hear the guys talk about it. Greg Olson talks about it. And in the old days, you know, Madden would talk about it. You know, we met with Coach. You know, they talk about this. You then know sometimes there's a secret play coming up, or maybe not so secret because you've got you know, access to some of the things they've been cooking up. So it just makes you better. That's one of the things Romo always talks about. You know, we saw this at practice, Jim.
That's right.
Right? And then there you go. So now it makes sense. I thought it was kind of a silly rule in the first place.
It very much was so. All right, last one I got for you guys. guys, as we get ready for college football to kick off tomorrow. We got college football tomorrow. Just kind of looking at some things and looking at the landscape. Not really sold on Michigan or Ohio State, to be quite frank. So it got me to wondering and thinking, how much do you guys believe in the SEC coming out on top as a national champion this year?
I like Clemson in the Final Four.
Clemson.
Okay. I like Clemson in the final. I mean, I just felt that, you know, we talked about Klubnik, Carl. We talked about, you know, the defense. I mean, that's, I mean, I guess for the ACC, for me, it would be Clemson.
You're talking about an SEC team winning it? Yes, an SEC team is going to win it. If they don't, I will give you, and it's not an outlier, it's just because now it's straight rankings. Notre Dame could be a top four seed and get a bye, unlike last year where they had the outside looking in. They qualified, but they didn't get the bye. Notre Dame, and we're going to learn a lot about them early, right? They play Miami. That's a really good team defensively. Clemson, Mike's point, loaded defensively. Ohio State, guys, they may have the best receiving core in the country, okay? And I'm not just talking about the guys that you know. The crazy thing about Ohio State is, yeah, they're replacing their quarterback, but if Julian Sain is as good as Alabama thought he was when Nick Saban was there and he's transferred, you're talking about Jeremiah Smith and the kid Carnell Tate and Max Klein, who is a tight end that transferred in. They got some guys that can really catch the football. They may be as explosive as they were last year. I just don't think across the board they're as good as they were, which is why Texas has got a good chance to go in there and make some noise. I would tell you that Alabama, Texas, Georgia, and I just hate to pick them, man, and LSU probably have the best shot of getting to the national championship game. But, I'm dicey on LSU.
Well, I mean, I'll take you to the Big Ten. I mean, was this year that Dan Lanning in Oregon finally break through? Now, he is not named his starting quarterback, but, I mean, they're loaded. They're recruiting-wise. They've got a bunch of guys. I know they did put some dudes in the league, but, I mean – you know, Michigan, I'm not buying Michigan either. I don't think Harbaugh was, love him or hate him, cheating or not, and they did. That's a different animal. But Ohio State, I mean, that's curious. Is Justin Sain going to be able to step up? Georgia, to me, I'm so confused about this offensive line. I'm worried about the run game. I'm worried, you know, I still don't believe in Gunnar Stockton just yet. Got to prove it to me. Well, so that's why I'm just not as warm and fuzzy on UGA just yet.
Well, it's funny you brought up Dan Lanning because you know what? We've often talked about coaches that kind of got to prove it and get over the hump.
No time.
It's about time for him to do so with Oregon.
Well, remember, he got a big fat raise just for basically being there, right? I mean, okay, I get it. You had a first-year kind of situation, then you turned it around. You won it. But to your point, like, I don't know if Dan Lanning has exceeded expectations. And so you're right. He's going to have another good team this year. We'll see. They are a top-10 team to start the season. But, yeah, to answer your question, I do think an SEC team. Because here's the other part of this.
Well, it's got to be Sark. Everything you just said about Lanning applies to Sarkisian.
No doubt. And by the way, you're not taking a shot at me when you say that. Sark is Sark. Like, seriously. Everybody keeps talking about, like, Sark's got to get over the – he does.
He does.
It's not taking a shot. It is what it is. But I think for the first time, while he's been there, this is his best team.
Right.
When you have your best team, you've got to win it. That's the difference.
Now, the irony is Ryan Day had the best – he had better teams that didn't win national championships. Ryan Day, now he did get some guys, the upperclassmen, to stick around. Still amazing how bad you can look at Michigan in that loss and still win the national championship against the Wolverines. But Ohio
State – they did spend the most money last year more than anybody.
But everybody – see, this is where we get back to. Nobody's talking – at least not on this show. We're not talking about Penn State. And the rest of the country feels that this is the year that Penn State has got the upperclassmen that Michigan and Ohio State have. But again, the same things you just said about Lanning, same things you said about Sark,
it
applies to Franklin because he always finds a way to jack it up in the red zone, in goal to go. They get too cute or they do something silly.
Well, the thing about Penn State is just that. This is his best team. The thing that has changed is you went and stole Ohio State's defensive coordinator, and your defense is going to be better because of it. And that's why a lot of people – and I am high on Penn State.
And Drew Aller is pretty good.
I think he's really good. Yeah. I like him. I mean, like if you were going to say, again, that the two teams out of the Big Ten, I think one is Penn State. I do not think it's going to be Oregon or, you know, people talking about Illinois. I still think Ohio State at the end of the day is probably going to be that other team. I do.
All right. There it is. Well, that's what I got on my mind on a hump day, guys.
Yeah, man. Good stuff.
I got money on Clemson this year. I did put some loot on Clemson.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You guys know I do like Clemson. I love what Dabo's been doing.
This
up there.
Again, this may be the best team he's had since he won the national
championship. Great defense, quarterback. You know, Klubnik again. They take away. Think so. They've had, even last year, Carl. I mean, that loss to South Carolina, which was, they haven't. That's become a thing now.
Yeah,
in state, and of course the way they started. But I'm on Dabo this year in Clemson.
Klubnik threw for. Well,
30 touchdowns last year.
Yeah. Was it 30? I thought it was more.
But look,
he's got a chance to be the Heisman Trophy winner, and that's another reason why you might jump on Clemson.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.